These days, women are graduating from college at much higher rates than men. What they're not doing is getting degrees in computer science. A U.S. Census study showed something like 80% of tech jobs are held by men. And that gender imbalance, it's reflected here in Seattle, too. So where are all the women? Well, according to some leaders and educators in the tech industry, there's a problem with the pipeline. Women and girls are getting stuck. KUOW's Jamala Henderson checked out a couple of Seattle programs that are trying to change that.
It's summertime in the Pacific Northwest, and deep inside a basement classroom of the Paul Allen Computer Science Building on the University of Washington campus, Justin Bieber is being deconstructed.
I have a different slice of Bieber. I can say, maybe I'll try 10.
Teacher Ellen Martin is taking Bieber's digital picture apart, bit by bit, using a computer programming language called processing.
Okay, so I can get different slices of Bieber. How can I get all of Bieber?
The class is full of young women, and they're all there for a week to learn how to code. It's part of a summer program started by the University of Washington's Computer Science Department. 16-year-old Genevieve Pazer is one of the camp's team leaders.
Like today, we're doing our own sort of Photoshop. Tomorrow, we'll be building a paint program. Yesterday, we built Pong, which is a really popular game.
They've worked hard so far, but 15-year-old Elizabeth Brace says she loves the challenge.
I feel like you can be really artistic over the computer. Definitely with programming. Like, I walked around on some of us when we were altering images, and they're all different in some way.
Many of the girls attended this coding camp because they were encouraged by their parents, teachers, or mentors. But according to studies, culturally, many girls are being discouraged from pursuing programming and tech fields. And it's happening at a young age.
One of the things that parents tend to do is they're much more protective of their daughter's time online.
Rain Johnson is a principal research director at Microsoft Research Connections. She says parents want to protect their daughters from the unknown dangers of the internet.
And so girls are experiencing gaming or the internet or computer science or programming a lot less than their brothers.
As a woman leader in the tech industry, Johnson is trying to change that. She's working on a different project, an online community for middle school girls at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Johnson's project is using game design to inspire girls to learn more about computational theory and computer science. And she's been doing a lot of focus groups with girls to understand the best way to break down barriers like peer pressure.
And a lot of things that they bring up is, well, if my friends don't want to go into a math class, even though I like it, I'm not going to do it.
So the pipeline problem starts with girls in schools, and it continues into college. UW professor Ed Lazowska says there's work to do at the undergrad and graduate levels.
Last year, we graduated 28% women from this program. It ought to be, let's say, 50%. So it's half of what it ought to be. The tragic thing is that we're double the national average.
The trick, he says, is getting them in the door.
Of the young women who eventually become our majors, 60%, when they entered the introductory course, were not interested in being a computer science major. When they were exposed to a well-taught introductory computer science course, they fell in love with it.
Not all efforts are focused on getting women to study computer science in school and college. A new software development training program called Ada Developers Academy has been recruiting women looking to change their careers. Through social media and word of mouth, it attracted more than 100 applicants from across the country. The academy took in its first class of about 15 women in late October. Elise Worthy co-founded Ada Developers Academy.
So my background is actually in urban planning.
It was her family's business, and she thought she would end up running it someday.
And it turns out that municipal park planning is not for me.
Instead, she mostly ended up working on the website.
I really was always sort of technically inclined, but I didn't have a support network that would have really fostered any technical schooling or anything like that.
So with the help of Seattle's Technology Alliance and crowdsourced funding, she started her own. The Academy is designed to give women 6 months of intense classroom training in software development. That's followed by real-world experience through an internship in the field. Susanna Malarkey is the executive director of Seattle's Technology Alliance.
If you're trying to, develop a product and you've got both men and women that might be using that product, it makes sense to have, a diverse team creating that product.
She says tech company leaders want more diverse teams.
They realize that diverse teams are more productive teams, and they really really want to have more women, and they know there's smart women out there. So they're really frustrated that they can't find, you know, women to hire for those really great jobs.
Because according to those in the industry, like Microsoft's Rain Johnson, those really great jobs in computer science are also solving really big human problems, like how to cure diabetes or HIV. Computer science jobs that one day might be done by girls like Genevieve Pazer.
I'm definitely considering it. I'm not 100% set on it just because I am going to be a junior and I have some time, but I really love how you can use it in so many different disciplines.
Which is why experts say they need as many different minds as possible to tackle the problems of the future. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.